1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. State lawmakers have reached a deal on property taxes. The governor and they say will help keep property taxes from skyrocketing. Tax bills still will increase, but the agreement softens the blow. The 2024 Colorado legislative session comes to an end tomorrow, and with it, the end of a bill to ban the sale, purchase, and transfer of so-called assault weapons. The bill passed the House in March, and in a statement, Senate sponsor Julie Gonzalez says she and her colleagues decided more conversations need to take place outside the pressure cooker of the Capitol during the last weeks of the session. State Department of Agriculture holding a virtual town hall tomorrow to provide updates on the status of highly pathogenic avian influenza, a type of bird flu found in dairy cattle. The USDA issued a federal order last month requiring testing of lactating dairy cattle before interstate movement. You can register for the town hall on the CDA website and get details. The annual State of the Valley is tomorrow. Grand Junction Area Chamber of Commerce putting on the event to get updates from local elected city and county officials. Tickets still available for the lunchtime event at CMU. Hunters can learn about non-lead ammunition at two demonstrations at the Cameo Shooting and Education Complex. Representatives from national organizations and the CPW will be on hand to provide education about non-lead ammo while hunting. Demonstrations this Saturday and again June 8th. The Salvation Army is active in Grand Junction, the local corps, having an open house Thursday for people to learn more about services they provide. Everything from feeding the community to housing, clothing, and worship services. The open house is Thursday from 4 until 7 at the Salvation Army main office on 4th Street. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.